Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night. Welcome to another walking podcast with me. I'm Coach Michelle. I'm your walking coach, and I'm here again today to bring you walking tips, walking guide to get you fit, to get you to whatever your exercise goals are, perhaps weight loss, perhaps weight maintenance, or you just want to stay fit with walking. I'm your walking coach. And if you're new, I do 30-minute walking podcasts. I get you fit. I get you in shape in 30 minutes. If you have 30 minutes, I've got a podcast for you. And today we are going to continue with our beginner's walking series. So, as I mentioned, if you are new, we do 30-minute podcasts. Typically, those walking workouts, they are intended to be high intensity, to get your body moving and grooving, to get you going, in 30 minutes. But I've gotten a lot of feedback for those who get a little intimidated by walking that fast. And our goal is to get everyone walking. I don't want anyone to be discouraged by the pace of the walk. So I want to start from the beginning, or to get beginners walking guides and walking tips, so that wherever you are, you can start walking and you can gradually get to our high pace walking. This podcast is a beginner's, but there are loads of other podcast episodes that are designed to get you going. So if you're looking for that, check out another podcast. But if you want to get started with walking, you have never walked before, perhaps your physician told you to start walking for exercise, or maybe you're just trying it out to see, can I walk and get exercise? If that sounds like you, this is the podcast for you. So we're going to go ahead and get started. And around here, we use an app or a watch to track our time, our mileage, but I'm also going to do that for you. Well, let's get ready to go. And I want everybody to go ahead, get your apps ready, get your watches ready, start this walking podcast right now with our 30-minute walk. All right, let's get started. Now, the first 5 minutes are going to be a warm-up, and I am outside. That's my preference. I do encourage you, if you can be outside, the walking is absolutely different. It gives you the opportunity to see different things happening, and it's a great way to be outside with God's creation. My preference. But if you have a treadmill, that is perfectly fine. You can do the same thing on your treadmill. First 5 minutes will be your warm-up. That's when you're getting your body ready for this workout. So you're not moving as fast as you will throughout the workout. You're warming the body up. You're getting the body warmed up. Now you can also do some dynamic stretching to warm up even before you start walking. So when you start walking, it's just a complete walk-in. But because this is specifically a walk-in workout, we start off with the first 5 minutes of warm-up. All right, everyone. So we are warming up. We're in our five-minute period, and we are getting the body ready for this workout. Let me give you some tips. But before we do, I want you to know, before you start any exercise activity, you always want to check with your healthcare practitioner to make sure that your body is doing what you are asking it to do, or make sure your body's able to do what you're asking it to do. So always check with your healthcare practitioner. Make sure you have comfortable shoes. Make sure that you have great support. You don't want to do your walking in sandals or anything that isn't giving your foot support or cushion. Sometimes, I know, you may be perhaps outside and you think, oh, let me go ahead and get a walk-in. and you may not have the right shoe. That's not good. While you are going to be getting physical activity, you want to make sure that you're safe. And to be safe, you need to have the right tools to do the job. So always make sure you have proper shoes for walking. Make sure you're hydrated. Hydration does not happen just when you're going to work out. You want to hydrate all the time. If it's a hot day, make sure that you take in more water. Remember, you're sweating, you're losing water. So you want to replenish the water that you're losing. The goal is to be healthy. Healthy is the goal. All of the other things, all of the other benefits from walking, such as weight loss, how your body looks, those are all bonuses. Those are all benefits. Those are all bonuses. They're benefits too. But I want you to know that the focus should be health. Health first, and everything else will fall into place. I promise. So now that we've gotten all of those housekeeping things out of the way, we're just gonna focus on warming up. And as you're warming up, make sure you're relaxed. Make sure your shoulders are back. You don't want to pull them forward. Make sure they're back and relaxed. I see walking a lot where those arms are being pushed all the way in front of you. You don't want them to be too far in front of you, because what that does is it pulls your body forward. We want to have good posture when we're walking. We want to be aligned in a way that is safe. If you are too much over, you may end up arching your back, which in turn will cause some back pains, and it's just not good for your posture. So with these walking podcasts, I'm not only going to help you to get your fitness level up, but we're also going to talk about protecting our posture and making sure that we're aligned. And that's another reason why it's important that you have proper shoe, because if you have sandals on or flip-flops, you're walking, you will not walk straight, or your toes won't be pointed forward. You're going to find ways to try to keep those sandals on or those flip-flops. I don't know if you've ever noticed, but when you're walking with flip-flops, your goal is trying to keep them on your feet. Check it out. The next time you're walking with flip-flops, check it out. You're trying to keep them on your feet so you're not focused on making sure you're pointing those toes forward. And when we walk, it's the heel, then the toe follows. So the heel is off with our heels and then our heels, and then we go to the ball of our feet and our toe follows. But we want to make sure that you're pointing your toes forward. That's probably the easiest way. Point those toes forward, relax the shoulders, and then move those arms forward and back. And as you're moving the arms forward and back, make sure that you're matching the pace the feet are going with your arms. So that's how we get that full body workout, because the faster our feet goes, the faster our arms go. This way our entire body is moving. And that core, what do we do with the core? The core is the key to all of this. Muscles are really what does a lot of the work for our body, so it's a strong core is very important. In the meantime, in between the walking, meaning throughout your day, you may want to do some core exercises. One of my favorites are planks, right? If you have challenges doing sit-ups or crunches, try doing a plank. And you plank by just going down on your forearms and holding it, making sure that your body is completely aligned or parallel to the ground. And you can start off with holding the plank for 30 seconds, and you can gradually hold it longer as you go forward. I find that to be one of the easiest core exercises to do. There are so many others, but that's one of my favorites, and that's why I'm recommending it for you, because our core is really that muscle, or those core muscles are really that foundation, that grounding for us. Yes, we're working the muscles in our legs and the muscles in our arms and our entire body, but the core really is going to help us with our posture and just having a better, more efficient walking. So we are still warming up. We're at 7:26. So again, this is a beginner's walking workout. So we're going to increase our pace a little bit. We were only supposed to walk for 5 minutes. That went for a long time. But I want you now to increase your pace just a little. You're moving your arms forward and back. Toes are pointed forward. Shoulders are relaxed. We're moving it forward and back. Now, the goal here is to gradually increase our pace. Every 5 minutes, we're gonna increase our pace. I think that's a good way to get into walking, to make it gradual. Keep increasing your pace. Walking is the best exercise. Why? Because it's something we already know how to do. So there's no learning a new step or learning a new trick or thing. There's no learning a new thing. We already know how to do it. The goal is to make sure we're doing it effectively and safely. So when you're walking, you can very easily get comfortable with the way you always walk because you do it all the time. For exercise, we want to challenge ourselves. And I think that is the reason why most people don't see the value in walking, because they think of the normal walk that you do every day. And they walk the way you do every day. But Walk With Me, the podcast with Coach Michelle, we take walking to another level. We walk intentionally for fitness. So we want to push out of your comfort zone. And the only way to do that is to keep doing it and challenging yourself each time. So right now, our speed is faster than when we started. That was just our warm-up. Now we are walking faster. We should be walking where we can tell that we're walking faster. And that's gonna be for the next 5 minutes. Now, you don't have to worry about paying attention to your watch or your app. It's there, you can glance at it if you want, but you can focus on keeping the speed for the next 5 minutes. I'm going to let you know when we're going to increase it again. The benefit of having me guide you through this walking workout. So just keep moving through, keep walking, keep that pace going. Shoulders are relaxed, they're back, they're relaxed. Those arms are at your waist and they're moving forward and back. They're not going all the way forward because we want to make sure we're in alignment. Your legs, the pace that your feet are going should be the same pace your arms are going. This is a complete workout, so we want the entire body getting a full workout. So if that's what you're doing great. You're doing exactly what you need to do in order to get the benefit out of this workout. How do you feel? If you have your water, go ahead, take a sip. Take a sip right now. If you're on your treadmill, can't forget about the treadmill. You're on your treadmill and you have the ability to increase speed each time, each 5 minutes, that's what I'd like you to do. Increase the speed every time, 5 minutes, go ahead and increase it again. So keep going. We are almost ready to get 5 minutes, we're gonna increase. Now I don't want you to go from, let's say your speed is going at 4 and then you go from 4 to 8. That's not gradual. We want it gradual. And if you go, let's say from 4, you're at 4, maybe you wanna go from 4 to 6. And as you're going to six, if it feels comfortable, and this is if you're on a treadmill, if it feels comfortable, okay, we'll keep it there. If it feels too hard, we'll pull it back. If it feels too easy, then we'll go forward. And that's how I want you to think of your workout. This is your workout. So don't cheat yourself. All right, so we're 5 minutes. Now we're going to increase it a little more. Let's increase the speed a little more. If you're outdoors, we're going to go a little faster. A little faster. So this way we are challenging our bodies. Again, you're a beginner, so you are new to walking. We want this walking to be something you continue to do. We want you to enjoy it, but we want you to be challenged, because that's where the progress happens. That's where the growth happens. That's where the weight loss happens. That's where the fitness is built. We must challenge and keep pushing through the workout. Make sure you're breathing. Don't hold your breath. You want to breathe. And again, relax those shoulders, because as you get through it and as it gets a little more difficult, you may tense up your shoulders. Don't do that. Relax them. Think about relaxing the shoulders. Keep moving those arms forward and back. And again, you're on the treadmill. Increase your speed. Increase your speed a little. Remember, gradual. Keep going. Keep going. How do you feel? Are you enjoying the workout? Are you feeling like you're getting your heart rate up? I'm feeling it right now. I am feeling it right now. And I hope you are feeling it too. So as I'm walking, I'm thinking of a story. And I like to share stories in between, because I want you to have something else besides just the walking happening, so that you can walk and enjoy your walking without even realizing that you're walking. And we're at 14 minutes, 32 seconds. Forgot to give you the count. 14 minutes, 32 seconds. We are almost halfway through this 30-minute walking workout, and we're on a five minute intervals. Each 5 minutes, we're increasing. And forgive me, I did not tell you this at the beginning. So hopefully you stayed and you are following through. But we're doing our beginners segment. This is our second episode of this beginners segment. And we're just increasing our walk every 5 minutes. We're increasing our speed every 5 minutes, getting stronger, but we're still making sure this is a gradual progression for those who are to walking. So this one is dedicated to our beginners. And we were at 12:35 is where, according to my watch or my app, 12:35 is where the 5 minutes, what we started our 5 minutes. We're looking at 17:35 for the next 5 minutes. We started it at 7:35. That was the first. Then the second, 12:35. The third is going to be 17, if my math is correct. Maybe off by a couple seconds, but that's okay. We've got this. We got this. All right, let's keep going. And we are at 15. So we are halfway through this walking workout. You are doing great. Keep going. Make sure those shoulders are relaxed. Make sure the arms are going forward and back. Make sure you're pushing off on the heels. Those toes are pointing forward. You're breathing. And if you need to take a sip, take a sip. And then let's keep going. And I'm going to tell you the story. Up, and I just got a check that we are 1 mile. So if you're pacing with me, you're at 1 mile. If you're going a little slower, you are probably almost there, or you'll get there. Our goal right now is to complete this beginner's 30-minute walking workout. So we're not going to be concerned about the mileage, because each time we do this, we are going to get faster and faster and faster. So focus on being consistent and completing this 30-minute walking workout. I promise you, you will not regret it. Okay, so we are at 17:04, almost time to speed it up just a little more. We're almost there. Make sure you're breathing and make sure the pace of your arms and the pace of your legs are aligned. We want the arms and the legs going at the same pace. So this is a complete body workout. And we are going to get ready to now increase to another increase. It's our 5 minutes, we're increasing our speed. Let's pick up the speed and make sure that you're breathing. If you are with a friend, that is fantastic. I am happy that you're both walking together, but I want to make sure that you're not focused on the friend. Instead, you're focused on working. You're both focused on walking, working out, and making sure you're breathing. If you're able to have a comfortable conversation, then you may not be going fast enough. We want you to focus on your breathing, focus on your workout. So let's keep going. We're in our 5 minute. For this 5 minute, it's increase. So I need it to increase. Make sure you're moving faster. And if you're on the treadmill, go ahead, increase that speed a little more. Again, you want to do gradual. So try to just bump it up. Maybe one, maybe two. Based on how you're feeling, you can go up or down from there. All right, let's keep going. Let's keep going. And I want to tell you a story about the first time I was approached to race walk. And the reason I like to tell this story is because I had no idea about race walking. You may have heard me talk about race walking before. I am a race walking coach. I'm a USATF coach, and that's United States Track and Field. For those who don't know, I coach mainly children competitively to race walk. Race walk is an event. Yes, it is. It's an event in the Olympics. And if you get a chance, go ahead, check it out on YouTube or Google it, and you'll get to see race walk has specific rules for walking, and it also is judged. If those rules aren't followed, you can get pulled out of the race. But race walkers, they walk extremely fast. They walk faster than many people run. And it's very difficult because, as I said, there are rules associated, so you're not just walking fast, but you're walking fast and maintaining the rules. One of the rules are that one foot must be on the ground at all times, meaning you cannot run. When both feet are off the ground, you are considered running. And because it is race walk, one foot must always be on the ground. So my first time finding out about race walking was with my son when they were little. I had them at track practice. Actually, it was my older son and youngest. My older son loves track and field. Had him at track practice, and I'm doing my walking, which is what I thought was just an exercise that I do. And for those of you who don't know, I'm from New York. We walk very fast in New York. So I was just doing what I normally do in New York on the track and doing it for exercise because I found a lot of benefits from walking. And that's my exercise of choice. And for that reason, I decided that I was on the track and I was doing it. As I'm doing my race walking, I noticed a gentleman approached me and he had his son with him who was also walking. And as I saw his son walking, and his son was probably about 7, he was, you know, walking with the hip thing and moving very quickly. And I noticed that I kind of walked similar. And I walked similar, but I just thought that was how we walked in New York. And I just discovered a way to walk to make my walk efficient enough with my hips so that I'm moving quickly. And I actually, you know what? Let me go back in that story because I did know about race walking. I knew because I did watch race walking on the Olympics. So I did know about race walking. So I'm lying. But forgive me. But what I didn't know is that I was actually doing that. I never set out to race walk. I just set out to walk fast. And if you guys have listened to some of my podcasts, I mentioned that it was my mom that got me walking fast, and I've always watched her walk for exercise. So I knew that she walked fast, and I practiced what she did. I did not know that that's what I was doing. Guys, we are gonna pick it up. We're at 22, 43, let's go ahead and pick it up. 5 minutes, we switch on the treadmill, bump it up. On outdoors, bump it up. Let's bump up this walking. We're bumping it up. Every 5 minutes, we're bumping it up. Gradual pace. So remember, wherever you are, we're just gonna go up a little. Go up a little, get out of the comfort. If it's too comfortable, you need to bump it up a little. And let's go. We only have less than 8 minutes to go, less than 7 minutes to go now. 30 minutes goes quickly. So let me jump into the story. Yes, so I did not know I was race walking. And the gentleman approached me. When he approached me, he said, "Wow, you're very good. Have you competed?" And I'm thinking, what? What is he talking about? I competed on those New York streets. But he was from Russia, and he was an Olympian. He was an Olympian race walker. And at that moment, my mind was blown that an Olympian came up to me and asked if I competed. And mind you, I had no training. I watched race walking. I think I watched maybe 2 Olympic events of race walking, because race walking, unfortunately, not a lot of people watch. So when it comes on in the Olympics, it's usually in the middle of the night when we're all asleep, right? So I was just, my mind was blown. And he said this to me, and then the coach of the young man, who was the area race walking coach here in South Florida, he then came up to us, and he started to have this conversation with all, we all started having a conversation about race walking and my turnover, and they were just discussing a lot of technical terms that me, as a novice to race walk at the time, had no idea. But I was just, if you can imagine, elated, because this is just something that I enjoy doing and I do for exercise, and to find that it actually is a thing, a real thing, and I mastered it without having knowledge of what I'm doing. That was just amazing to me. So we're talking, and then he says, "Listen, I would love to train you for the Olympic trial." And I thought, what? You could not possibly be talking to me. Yes, he said, "I want to train you." And he said, you know, it's probably a couple of 7 miles or so that, you know, we would practice regularly. For me, that's not a problem, because again, I've always walked. I enjoy walking. So I was just shocked that someone mentioned Olympics and my name in the same sentence. So we had a conversation, and from that conversation, I ended up training for the Olympic trials. And this was back in 2013, if I'm not mistaken. 2013 or 2012. It's 2012. And just so you know, at the time, I was 42 years old. And 42 years old, to be told that you are capable of training for the Olympics, that was the most, as to this day, I mean, I'm telling the story because it is still very shocking to me. I'm blown away by it, and I am excited about it. Well, not excited, it's not happening, but I'm just in awe that I was doing that, I didn't have that goal, but I had that accomplishment. So see, I can't even talk. It still gets to me to this day. So that was my first time that I actually understood that I had this gift to walk. And I never went on to the Olympics, which is fine, because at the time I had the kids that were pursuing their track and field, and we are at 28, so we're gonna take it down, because this is a 30-minute workout, so we're gonna take it down for the next 2 minutes. We're gonna take it down, because again, this is beginner, so I want to make sure that you're efficiently walking, that you're getting the most. How do you feel? You should feel really good. You took it up, and we're just staying consistent. We're making sure those shoulders are back. We're making sure those arms are at our side. We're breathing those core muscles. We're really making sure we're pulling those in to get a good posture. And we are less than 2 minutes to go in this walking workout. But as I said, back to my story, I had my children who I knew they needed me. And I never had a goal of going into the Olympics to train for the Olympics. For me, that was amazing. And some may say, yeah, you could have gone further. My goal and the most important thing to me was my children and their success and what they needed. And the demands were too great. And I do not regret it, because it got me to a place where I have this amazing podcast that I'm speaking with you and giving you, sharing my gift with you. That makes me amazing, makes me feel amazing. And I'm also a race walking coach to young people who I've had junior Olympians that I've coached to win gold medals, including my son. So for that, I am so grateful, so blessed, and I do not regret not going on at all, because the goal, or maybe the purpose of all of that, was for me to be right here, right now, with you, and just sharing all of my talents and my gifts, my experience with you, so that you can be healthy and you can enjoy walking. You can make your own change, accomplish things that you didn't even think you could through walking. So I hope that all of this is inspiring you to stay consistent and to keep walking. Now we are at 30:41, so woohoo, we have come out 30 minutes. If you're on the treadmill, you've completed 30 minutes walking. Congratulations. Congratulations on staying the full 30 minutes. How do you feel? You should feel great. I feel great. I always feel great when I walk with you. So I'm hoping that you feel great. You can go ahead and continue to cool down, since you did bring it up. Cool down. If you only have 30 minutes to work out, then go ahead, continue, cool down, and then stretch for about 7 minutes, 7 to 10 minutes of stretching, or 10 to 15 minutes if you have more time. Stretching is such a crucial part to a workout, and most people, myself included, don't enjoy stretching, or don't do it. They think, oh, workout's over, we're done. But no, that's going to help you in your day-to-day life. It's going to help you with your balance. And we're at 2 miles, so if we were timing, we're at 2 miles, we're at 31:52. So congratulations to you all. You did it. But yes, stretching is very important. Very important for our flexibility. Very important for our day-to-day activities. So don't forget about the stretching. It is the best part, and it's not you working hard, so that should feel really good. You can really enjoy that stretch. But I am so thankful that you came out to work out, and always make sure that you're finishing it off with a good meal. If you are going to have lunch, make sure that you have a colorful plate. Always use a colorful plate. That's the best gauge to get you into eating what your body needs to work its best or do its best. Go ahead and make sure that your fats are healthy fats, great omega-3s. Don't forget about those plant-based proteins. They're just so good for you, because not only are they going to give you the health benefits, such as beans, for example, will have some additional fiber that our body so desperately needs, but it'll fill you up too. It'll make you feel fuller. So if you're someone that loves to eat a lot of food, add some beans. That's a great way to get more food and fill you up without eating too much. So go ahead and do that. And then water. It's the best hydration source that you can have. You don't have to worry about the additional sugar. The water will go ahead and do what it needs to do. And if you don't like the taste or the lack thereof, taste of water, go ahead, infuse that with some fruits or maybe mint leaves, anything that you like that will flavor your water. Hope you found this valuable. And remember, if you are looking for a one-on-one coach to work with you for weight loss specifically, I do work with women age 40 and older. I work with everyone, but I specialize with women age 40 and older who want to lose weight, but they don't want to go to the gym. They don't want to deal with the other mundane dieting, yo-yo dieting, those kinds of things. I work with those women who just want it to be simple. They want to walk. They want to get fit. They want to lose weight. They want to keep it simple. They want to eat. They want to eat well. They want to enjoy their meals. And they want to keep it simple. Lose weight. So if that's you, don't forget, you can always come over or go over to the website, walkinwithme.com. That's where you can get more information on my one-to-one coaching. You can work with me, or you can just go ahead and check out all of the wonderful resources that's there, including listening to this podcast. So thank you again for showing up, for staying. Come back again and again and again so that you can get the benefits of walking and get all and have fun. Have fun. That's how I want to end it. Have fun. Because this is not just about walking. It's about having fun. Got plenty of stories here. So come back for the next story and continue with this beginner segment. You will get to that place where you can get in, get it out here, or get on that treadmill, do your walking, and get the most out of it. Compete with all the best of them. Thank you guys again for listening, and don't forget to keep walking. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, or good night. Welcome to another walking podcast with me, Coach Michelle. I am here to give you a walking workout that's designed specifically to get you walking and enjoying walking for fitness, walking for fun, walking for exercise, but most importantly, walking for health. So I hope everyone is doing wonderful, whatever time of the day it is. I hope you are feeling good about yourself, feeling good about this walking workout. And of course, these workouts are 30 minutes long. They're designed to get you going in 30 minutes. Now, of course, if you have more time, go ahead and do them twice and you will get a complete workout that's just right for you, for whatever your goals are. So I hope everyone is hydrated, you have proper shoes, and you are ready to get started, because I know what you came for. So I am going to get started with the walk-in workout. Now, we've been doing a series for beginners. I've gotten a lot of feedback from you that some of the workouts were a bit challenging, and it was being, you were a little anxious about getting them done, and that may have caused you to not approach the workout the way that I want you to, where you're approaching it, that your goals are specific to you. So I decided I'm going to go ahead and do a beginner's walk-in workout for those who are not yet into walking. They're just getting started. I don't want you to be intimidated by the workout. I want you to know that walking is something that's perfect for everyone, because you can do it. You can start wherever you are. You already know how to do it. It's something we do all the time. It's about making that your choice of exercise. So this is number three in our beginner series. And I have a client that I'm working with. And working with this client, I realized that there are people that really haven't walked at all. So where I was expecting walking to happen because we already do it, my client taught me that some people have never walked for exercise. And for those people, we really want to focus on just getting them walking. So even if you're walking for 10 minutes consistently every day, that is an accomplishment. So this episode is going to be, again, another part of our beginner series. And we're going to focus on those who have never walked. We're going to let you know that it's okay to just start. Start wherever you are, stay consistent, and you'll get to the 30-minute, 2-mile workouts, which are available on this podcast. But for now, this one is just going to be, let's walk. Let's start walking, and we're meeting you where you are. And as long as you stay consistent, as long as you stay consistent, you are going to achieve your goals. So without further ado, let's get started. Go ahead, get your watch set, get your apps set, whatever you have, go ahead. We're going to get this workout started right now, because it's a 30-minute workout. So we are going to walk. We're going to talk. Well, I'm going to talk. You're going to walk and listen and enjoy. Enjoy the workout. Now, I must say that my watch broke. Yes, my watch broke. So I'm using an app. I was using an Apple Watch, and I have no idea what happened, but it mysteriously broke. Now the first 5 minutes of this workout is warm up. So we're just slowly walking. We're getting the body ready. We're getting the body moving. We're getting the body ready for a workout. So this is just us walking. And this is going to be the slowest part of the walk in the beginning. And then, of course, our cool down happens after. But right now, we're just going to go ahead and slowly get our body started. And we do it for the first 5 minutes. And right now, we are just about 1 minute in. All right. So back to my watch. I have no idea what happened, but it mysteriously broke. And it broke the same day my computer mysteriously broke. No idea what happened. I am just thinking that maybe someone who loves Android, I don't know, but something happened to both those devices. So now I am using an app. So just to let you know that whatever it is that you are doing, when you have a goal in mind, for example, fitness goals, things will happen like a broken watch and you can't track. Find another way. Always find another way. Don't let that be an excuse, or don't let that discourage you. I think that's better. Not an excuse, because sometimes we hear the word excuse and it brings negative feelings. At least it does for me, because it may not be, you may really want to do it, but you can become easily discouraged, especially for something new, something like exercise, something that you may not even enjoy. You can get easily discouraged, but don't be discouraged. Find another way. And there's always another way. There's always another way. And so I'm using the app today, which I often use. When I do my workouts and I'm not doing a podcast, I use the MapMyRun app. That's the app that I use. And of course, they're not sponsoring this podcast, but if they want to, come on, MapMyRun, give me a call. But that's what I typically use. So I'm using that today. But whatever app you're using to track your time and your mileage, please go for it. And I think it's an amazing idea to track your time and your mileage, even if you're doing the podcast and you're walking with me, and I will go ahead and help keep you on track. And that's great. That's what I'm here for. But by you tracking, you can always save those times and go back, and you can see how you're progressing. You can compare. That's another thing I do with my client. So I learned that that's a great way to keep you on track, great way to compare, to see, are you really putting more effort into the workout as your workout progresses? Because the goal is not to just stay at one pace. It's to improve your fitness. And the only way to improve your fitness is to continue to challenge yourself and to go faster and longer each time. And the app will let you know that you're doing exactly that. So use an app to track and to keep records. Excuse me. Yes, to keep records of how you're doing. Keep records of your progress. All right. So we are 4 minutes into this warm-up period, and we're just walking. And again, this is part of the beginner series. So we are taking our time through this. We're taking our time, but we're going to be consistent. That's kind of with the beginners, the key is to stay consistent. The beginners are just starting out, and I want you to see the benefits of walking. I want you to feel it. I want you to see it. But you're only going to get that if you show up every day. And when you're doing a beginner's workout, keep in mind you're not going very fast. So the goal with consistency will be, you may want to do, instead of 5 days a week, you definitely may want to do 6 days a week or 7 days a week. You're not doing a lot, but you're staying consistent and you're doing something each day. That's going to get you into the rhythm of the exercise. And that's going to build up your fitness so that you can maybe cut back the time if you need to, but cutting back the time and going faster. So before you start any exercise program, and we're 5 minutes, 57 seconds in to this walking, so we are now getting into the workout. Again, beginners, we are just walking. We are going ahead and we're making sure that our posture is good. So we're not leaning forward. You're not leaning back. You have a straight upright posture. Make sure you're breathing. Make sure that your arms are relaxed, your shoulders are relaxed, and they're side by side and they're going forward and back. So you're getting a complete body workout. And now you're just going to walk at, I would say, at a normal pace, because this is beginner. So this is going to be a normal pace. I want you to get through this 30 minutes. So if you go too fast, you may not be able to. So I want you to walk at a normal pace. And if you find that you're getting tired as you're walking and maybe you're going a little fast, slow down. Slow down. Slow down until it's comfortable for you, so that you're able to get through the 30 minutes. Goal, consistency, and to just get through this 30 minutes. I want to make sure that you are comfortable shoes, you're hydrated, and before starting any new exercise program, I want you to make sure you check with your healthcare practitioner. You want to make sure the body is able to do what you're asking it to do. That's always, always the very best way to start a successful exercise program. Start by checking with your physician, making sure that everything is where it's supposed to be. Let your physician know what you are going to do, and your physician will let you know if you're able to do that. Because it could be, there could be more things that you are doing as part of your exercise routine, and you want to know that you're capable of doing all of those things safely. Goal is health. So in order to be healthy, we want to make sure that we're doing everything that our body needs for health. So how's everyone feeling? I hope you are feeling great again. We are consistently working through this workout. So let's not focus on speed yet. Let's focus on where you are. And everyone's fitness level is different. So yes, you can be a beginner and you can be like my client who has never walked outside of the daily activities. So for her, it's pretty challenging to get through a 30-minute walking workout in the beginning. You may be someone that you walk from time to time. You walk with friends. You do walking strolls, but now you do strolling. You walk after dinner or at lunchtime, but now you want to be more focused with your walking. And if that's the case, then while you're a beginner to the walking workout, you can do more. So wherever your fitness level is, I want you to go ahead, challenge yourself, and make sure you're working to improve fitness. Because if you're this person that has been walking regularly, or you have walked, your fitness would be beyond someone who hasn't done it. So you don't want to go backwards. You want to go forward. So you should be walking a little faster than normal. And again, keep going until you feel like you're extremely tired and you can't go anymore. Then you slow down. Remember, pain isn't good. If you're feeling pain at any point during any workout, you want to go ahead and stop. You want to assess and address. You don't want to walk with pain. You don't want to exercise with pain. Pain isn't good. It can make a bad situation worse, and we don't want that. So always stop with pain. Muscle soreness, that is a natural part of, it happens. I should say it happens, especially if you haven't been working out and you start using muscles you haven't been using, that happens. You know what helps with that though? Stretching. Stretching, stretching, stretching. Most people don't stretch enough, myself included. You want to make stretching an important part of the workout. Just always save some time to stretch. Stretching is good. It's good for flexibility, and it just helps us with our everyday tasks. So stretching is something that you don't even have to do only when you exercise. You can stretch maybe in the morning or at the end of the evening before you go to bed. You know, stretching is very good, very, very good for our body. And that's where things like Pilates and yoga come in. They help with flexibility because they really focus on stretching. So I want you to make sure you're stretching. Now, how's everyone feeling? Again, we are at 11 minutes, 19 seconds. It's a 30-minute workout. So we are a third of the way through this workout. I hope you're hydrated. And we're getting into the summer months. I'm in South Florida, as you know, which means my summer months, that's most months. However, if you're in perhaps some of the northern states or just anywhere in the world where it is springtime and it's getting warmer, be mindful, you're going to need more fluids, more water specifically. So we want you to drink more water. Make sure you're hydrated. Don't just hydrate when you're going to do an event, when you're going to run or exercise. Make sure you're hydrating all the time. A good rule of thumb half your body weight in ounces. And if you are at another country that uses the metric system, so go ahead and convert that. But half in ounces. I'm sorry, not very good with metric, of course, here in America, we don't use that regularly. So as with anything you don't do regularly, you are not going to be as good at it. So I want you to go ahead, use that as a rule of thumb, half your body weight in ounces. That is how much water you should be getting. And if you are exercising like we are right now, if it's hot, you're going to need more because you're sweating, you're losing more water. So the more you lose, you'll need to add more. If you obviously have a fever, you probably shouldn't be working out, but you would need more. If you have any kind of illness, you would need more. And then at that point, you definitely would want to check with a physician based on what that illness is so that you are taking care of yourself. But it's getting hot. We want to make sure we hydrate. And water is a great, great way to do that because you're not getting the sugars. So it won't impact your sugar. Well, you're not getting the sugar, so it won't impact your health because we want to make sure we're healthy. So that's why water is the best choice of fluids or a beverage. And you can flavor the water with fruits to give it some taste because some people, they want taste with their water. If that's the case, go ahead and flavor with fluids, with fruits, and give the water some flavor. Of course, you can also cheat with your water by having foods that have a good amount, a good concentration of water, like salads, right? Lettuce and fruits that have a high concentration of water. That actually counts, believe it or not, it does count. And that's another reason why we want to make sure that we have our fruits and vegetables included in our diet regularly. I am a fan of the My Plate Guide, where half your plate is fruit and vegetables. So you definitely want to go ahead and make sure that you're doing that, because that, believe it or not, will help with your water intake. The food that you eat will help with your water intake. Yes, and it'll keep you with this balanced diet that will help with weight loss, and it'll make your plate colorful. That will help with just your overall health because you're getting the benefits of all these different colors, the different nutrients that are coming from the colors, the antioxidant that you're getting. So it's an all-around win-win having fruits and vegetables. It satisfies your water intake. It satisfies your nutrition intake. So it's all around a good thing. And of course, your weight management. So keep that in mind when you are thinking of fluid. How is everyone doing? Let's give a time check now. See where we are. See how close we are to. We are at 15 minutes. So we are halfway through this walk-in workout. You see how quickly that goes? 30 minutes and we are 15 minutes in. And for our beginners that are new to walking, how are you feeling? And please comment. Don't be shy. I love the feedback. It helps me to create the podcast that works for you so that I can be your support. I can be the one to help you get through whatever those challenges are with walking. So let me know what those are. Comment. Let me know. But maybe you like it. Maybe it's great. Let me know that too. Or maybe it's awful. Whatever it is, please don't be afraid to comment. And make sure that you are breathing through this workout. So right now, I'm at about a mile. I'm at a mile in 15 minutes in. So again, for my beginners, I have to keep talking to you because this is part of my beginner series. This may be a little fast for you because you are very new to this. And if that's the case, that's perfect. That's perfect because the goal is that you are still with me. The goal is consistency for you. My walking and everyone else's, it's going to be different. And I want you to understand that. I want you to not compare how you're doing against others, but compare how you're doing today with tomorrow. And that's why I mentioned earlier to track, keep track of your workouts, as you're walking, because that's what you're going to use to make you better, to help you improve. Don't worry about what someone else's walking pace is. Focus on yours. That's going to get you to your goal. And everyone's goal is different. So while I will say, yes, if you're keeping pace with me, here's where I'm at. That is just to get everyone an idea of where we are so that maybe you are. And maybe you're going to listen to this podcast a few months from now, year, where, whenever, and you will be exactly where we are. But for now, make sure that you understand your goal is specific to you. So wherever you are, that is perfect. That's where you should be. Consistency is the theme of this workout. We're going to consistently do these workouts, show up every day. We're going to walk with me, Coach Michelle. And if you are looking for a personalized coach that can help you walk to wherever, whatever goals you are, maybe it's a 5K, 10K, a half marathon, wherever you want to go, or maybe you want weight loss. Maybe that's what you want. You want weight loss and you want your exercise to be walking. If that's the case, I am a health coach and I do that. You can always go ahead and send me an email. Email me at walknwithme@gmail.com and I'm happy to go ahead and do a free discovery call with you, see where you are, and see who'll be a good fit for each other. So you have that option if you need more than the podcast will give you. And if you want a personal coach, I am here for you. But otherwise, the podcast is here with these walking workouts where I am walking with you so you can always walk with me, get up, and walk daily. Walk daily with Coach Michelle, 30 minutes, and that will get you to where you need to be. And we are at 1923, and our mileage right now is 120. So if you're pacing with me, that's where you are. If you are going faster than me, and perhaps that's the case, then you are further along. But we are 19 minutes in, so we are actually almost two-thirds of the way through. Almost. So we are actually getting through quickly, and we are doing great because we're almost over. This 30-minute workout, it's almost over. So if you think you don't have time, you've got 30 minutes. You've got enough time for a walking workout. And how's everyone feeling? Hope you are feeling great. Hope you are hydrated. If you need to take a sip, take a sip. It's a great idea to take a sip. And I hope where you're walking, it's safe. Sometimes we don't think about where we're walking. You want to map out where you're walking if you're walking outdoors. As you know, I'm walking outdoors. So if you're walking outdoors, map out that area beforehand. So this way, you know that you have a safe space to walk. Make sure it's well lit. If you're walking at night, make sure there are people around so that you are safe and you can focus on your walking. If you're walking in a neighborhood, make sure that you're familiar with that neighborhood. And again, it's well lit, it's safe. You mapped it out ahead of time. So this way you don't have cars coming fast and things happening that will distract you, but most importantly, not make you safe. So make sure wherever you are that you map it out ahead of time so that it is safe and you are focused on working out while being safe. How are you feeling? Hope you are feeling great. Now, if you are on a treadmill, obviously that is even a safer space because you're in the comfort of your home and you obviously are going to know where everything is. Hopefully you know how to operate that treadmill. If you're new to the treadmill, if it's a brand new treadmill that you got, please read the instructions, the safety instructions, especially know how to stop it if there is an issue and you need to stop that quickly. Make sure you know that ahead of time. Make sure you're familiar with your treadmill if that's what you're using prior to using it for a complete workout. You want to play with it. You want to make sure you understand how to operate it safely. And always start off slowly. don't try to start off too quickly with a treadmill, because you don't have as much control in terms of how the speed works and the inclines. You don't have as much control once it gets going. Try to get comfortable, understand what the different controls are, and always start off slowly. Start off slowly with your treadmill so that you will become an expert at the different settings before really getting into a workout. But I know I talk about walking outdoors all the time. That's my preference. And I think everyone should, at some point, weather permitting, get outside and get some of those walking workouts outside. There's a different feeling that you get from walking outside. Of course, you have the elements that you're dealing with, the heat. You have the incline, make sure it's a safe place. But you have those that are naturally happening outside. And you have nature. You have so many things happening outside that I think adds to the workout in a good way. And for me, just being able to breathe the outside air and just feeling everything that's outside, hearing the dogs bark, all of those things adds to my workout. That is my preference. I want you to try it as well to see what you like, if that's something that you like. But I don't want to discourage the treadmill. I don't want you to think that I don't think the treadmill is great, because I do think it's great. And it's great, especially in those winter months when you cannot get outside. The treadmill is great. It's just not great for hanging clothes. So don't hang clothes on that treadmill. Make sure the treadmill has no clothes on it. It's ready to go for when you need to walk. And if you have a schedule that doesn't allow you to go outside when it's safe, perhaps your work schedule, you can't do it early enough because you start working early and you end late. Perhaps that's the case. If that's the case, then of course your treadmill would be a great alternative. Or perhaps, you know, you have young children, or you're taking care of an elderly parent, or whatever is going on, you can fit in maybe 10 minutes of the treadmill three times a day, as opposed to having a designated 30 minutes. So the treadmill can be a great, great way to get your walking in. So please don't think that because I promote walking outdoors, that I don't think treadmill is also great to walk with. It's whatever works for you. Just like we say goals are specific to you, well, how you walk or where you walk, that's going to be specific to you. You may be, in an area where it snows a lot. In that case, the treadmill is your best option. So whatever works for you, please go ahead and remember that is going to be the best form of exercise, the best way to exercise, the best place to exercise, the place that works for you. And you are the only one that's able to determine what that is. I can't make that decision for you. You have to make that decision for you. It's important that you're doing what works for you so that you're able to consistently do it. Because when you consistently show up and do that thing, whatever that thing is, in this case, it's walking, you're going to get better at it and you're going to get all of the benefits from that thing. So please keep that in mind as you are deciding whether to use your treadmill, to walk outdoors, to go to the park, to stay in your neighborhood, to go on the beach, to go up the hill, wherever you go. Please keep that in mind. Use your, what works for you, whatever works for you, whatever gets you to 30 minutes consistently, that's what's going to work. That's realistic. It gets you to realistically walk 30 minutes. That is what you are going to choose. So we have less than 4 minutes to go in this walking workout. And again, my beginners, this is for you, because we're just moving through. On this series, and I'm going to continue. And I want you to check out the next podcast series, because I've recently gone on vacation I went to Europe my very first time. So I want to share that with you. And I want to share some habits that I noticed, some lifestyle that I noticed with the people in Europe, specifically Spain, Italy, France, what I observed. And I want to share some of that with you. It may be my next two podcasts because I experienced so much and I made mental notes, took pictures, videos, which again, you want to see those videos? Go ahead on Facebook, walk with me on Facebook. There you'll see the videos. You can also go on YouTube and find me, walk with me. And I'm going to drop some videos there. There'll be many videos, but there'll be videos nonetheless because I captured some of what I saw so that you know when we talk about lifestyle, when we talk about being healthier and walking and the benefit of walking, benefits of walking, as well as eating a diet that works for you, for your health and drinking water, all of these things. When I talk about that, I'm going to get an opportunity, or I got the opportunity to see some of those things happening in a different culture. And I want to share that with you because it's important that we see. Sometimes some people are visual learners, so when they see it, it puts it together. They hear it and they understand, but seeing it and hearing it, both those things together, winning combination as far as impact and change, because we really, that's what we want. We want the transformation. We don't want you to just absorb information. At least I don't. I want you to have transformation where you are now stepping in, literally stepping into a lifestyle that's going to not just have you live longer, but have you be the best you at any stage of your life. So as I'm walking with you today, I just want to remind you that while walking, while getting to that size that we dream of, wearing those clothes, those are all wonderful and I love them. That's some of my motivations. But the ultimate motivation should be your health and being around for your family, being around for yourself so that you are able to live as long as God intends for you to live, but in the best possible way. The best possible way that you can live. And that's something you can control. You can control how you live. You may not you can't control what happens to you because nobody knows what the future holds. Nobody knows what plans God has for us. However, you can control how you live, how you're living at this moment. And that's what all of this is about. But the clothes fitting a certain way, of course, that looks good. That helps with our confidence, how we feel, how we look, all of that goes hand in hand. And it's all great, great motivation. And as I said, I too have those motivations. Those are some of my motivations. But the most important is, how are you living? How are you feeling health-wise? How are those numbers when you go to the doctor? And how are you able to care for your loved ones and yourself? Those are the most important thing. And we can control how we're living. We're at 30 minutes, 44 seconds, 30 minutes, woohoo! That means this workout has officially come to an end. Please give yourself a round of applause. Give yourself high fives all around. You did amazing, amazing. And as I speak to my beginners, you stayed with us for 30 minutes. It doesn't matter how fast you went. You came, you showed up, you stayed for 30 minutes. You need to celebrate yourself today because that's what it's all about. It's all about commitment, staying consistent, doing it, and you did it. And to all of you who are always tuning in to Coach Michelle, thank you so much. And remember, I do offer my health coach services where I take this walk-in thing to another level. I give you personalized plans, personalized coaching. If that's something you want to take advantage of, please go ahead and email me walknwithme@gmail.com for more information. And I enjoyed walking with you as always. This is a passion of mine. I love being outdoors walking, and I love doing it with you. Thank you. Thank you for showing up. Please come back. Remember, we are continuing with this beginner's walking series. We're going to do a few more of those, and then we're going to jump into a moderate walking series. So we're going to speak to everyone at every level. So tune in for that. But our next podcast, look out for my vacation, where I'm going to talk about my experiences in Europe and what I observe as it relates to health, walking, and living well. All right, guys. So thank you so, so much for stopping by. Hope you will continue to come stop by and walk with me. And don't forget to keep walking.